Greetings and welcome to TIU Radio, theinfounderground.com. Today's date is Thursday, 13th of August, 2009. I'm your host, Ogner. I'll be joined in a sec by our buddy from I Am The Witness, Darren Bradford Smith. And just to say, yesterday I read an article, and even if I'm on holidays, it pissed me off enough that I wanted to do a show with Daryl yesterday. It didn't work out, but we have Daryl on the line now. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, great to be back on the Info Underground. You know, it's been a few weeks. I must tell the listeners, I'm sitting up in my loft here, and we have about 35 degrees Celsius. For those of you who don't know what Celsius is, we're well into the 90s up here, but well worth the heat, Noel, to get this information out. No doubt.
Well, listen, let's start off with about this article. I called you about it yesterday, and written by a Brandon Dean on War on You forums, and it was separating the mice from the men, and it's very, very critical of the Joker, and I'm not talking about Obama. I mean, highly critical of Jones. I don't think Dean, myself, Darryl, fully, that his article was as up to date as it could have been. He didn't bring in Jones's recent mentioning of, you know, he's sick and tired of talking about Zionism and the ADL, and the article seemed to me to be a few months behind on the timeline, but it's still all the same, very, very good article.
Well, you know, he seems to have forgotten that the French Connection was talking about world Zionism and criminal Judaism before anybody. I mean, the only people that were doing it before me were Michael Piper and Eustace Mullins. That was it. I resurrected most of their speaking careers because they weren't being visited on the radio by anybody, and Piper was in kind of in the background with a lot of his work at that point. So he seems to forget that I've done a lot of the introducing of this new information back into the groups. But it doesn't matter now; people have picked up the ball. But he also forgets to note that we're in the 80,000th in the world right now. And we're threatening these Zionists, including, in my take on it, Rivero, who is Jewish and who is working with the old Foghorn Leghorn Jones over there, who we know is an obfuscator and a liar. So I wish he would have been a little bit more forthcoming on the work that we've been putting out there since the beginning. I mean, it's spot on. We've never had to go back, except for small things, Noel, and make any apologies. The research has spoken for itself.
Well, do we not have you on record saying that Arabs own Hollywood or something like that, or was that somebody else?
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and interesting, I was listening.
Yeah.
I was listening to some people recently on radio about the Arabs. They were making a joke about Alex Jones. It was in a video, actually. You know, the simple fact is, this is a Zionist conspiracy, and many people stay away from it. I was listening to this guy, Max Kaiser. Now, while Max Kaiser nails the problems we're facing, he's not nailing at all who's doing it. And it's no surprise that in the same broadcast, he was putting up on his in the broadcast, he was lauding the efforts of Alex Jones. Now, that doesn't mean some of his financial information is not spot on, and there, I do nod to his abilities in the financial area, but he's also Jewish, and maybe he's afraid or he's blinded by his religion, so that he doesn't mention that this is a Zionist conspiracy. Look, you don't have to go any further than the media control or the banking control or the drug company control or the luxury goods control or the porn industry control or the publishing industry control or on and on. And now it's even worse. How about your water system control? How about your public transport control? How about, you know, we're going down the road to them buying our roadways here. This Autoroute du Sud de la France is in their hands. The point is he's missed that entire part of the story, and yet he does put out some good truth. Now, is he guilty of the same crimes as Alex Jones, obfuscating at the most important juncture? I'm wondering, because I have put up Max Kaiser's information on the French Connection's website because the financial analysis is not bad. In fact, in some instances, it's some of the best out there. But he blows it when he gets involved in talking about the culprits.
Yeah. Well, he has his own little show on. He has his own little show. You can download it from YouTube. I agree with Kaiser. He's some good financially. He also makes for good fun when he's always seems to be on French 24 English speaking French TV. He's on quite often because he's based in Paris. But you know, sticking to Mookie here for a moment. I don't want to just change the subject just too quickly. Well, this little shill from Austin, Texas. Most of us in the movement have probably listened to his year 2000 broadcast. We've probably listened to his lies about Bill Cooper. Now, Bill Cooper, who was on and off with good and bad information, he was, you know, he did get lost on moon bases and stuff like that. But he was, for me, a real patriot, and he did prepare a lot of people in the 80s and early 90s until the arrival of Jones in the mid 90s. And you know, and I mean, Cooper, I mean, called him out very early and said this guy was, you know, counterproductive to the movement. Controlled opposition was the word that came up with. And here, as we go in, you know, we're heading into the second part of 2009. Jones, after 15 years of research, he just mentioned occasionally, oh, he's tired of the sick of the Zionists and sick of the ADL and whatever, and that's taken 15 years. Now, we also had the Burmese fiasco, Daryl, in April, where he went ape on the telephone when some caller just wanted to know about the Jewish control of the American media, world media, and Burmese got shelved shortly after that. Was his little mini me. We had the Rents incident that he posting some articles highly critical of Jones got a Rents.
Yeah, that was but Kempner there. Here's the rub on that. No, look at the way Rents ran with his tail between his legs. At first, he balked at getting kicked out. But you know, one might wonder just how much power behind the scenes this guy Jones is wielding. You know, somebody sent me an email and said, you know, Daryl, your listeners already know how much a shill that Alex Jones is, and we really don't need to waste any time analyzing that. It's like kicking a dead horse, and I have to agree at some level, but the point I think my email failed to grasp here is the sheer numbers that Jones has been able to garner and the power he's been wielding behind the scenes. And what we need to do here is we need to marginalize this guy, because that would open up a whole group of people already hungry to fight the fight. And it would put them onto the real criminals. And thereby, we would be co-opting a fantastic group of hard-working, interested parties already.
Yeah.
We need to keep on to this guy.
The problem, Daryl, besides Jones himself being a shill for world Jewry and Zionism, is his fanatical supporters. I mean, these people, I've seen them all over the internet, and they're posting on my YouTube channel and on different forums and blogs all over. And they always go, but he always talks about these. Always talking about Zionism, but that's not what we're looking for. To mention the word Zionism is means zero. How about the list of companies that Daryl just mentioned that these people, the industries that these people control? Now, Jones goes on about the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's the most obvious one, as he's working with that other useless Ron Paul that'll never do anything. This sucky butt will never do anything for the American people.
Yeah, you mean the guy that's still hanging on to $24 million from his presidential campaign?
Yeah, but he might have another money bomb soon, and he needs a few more bobs, so we'll see about that. But, you know, these are people. Jones has to cover the Federal Reserve and mention of Zionism. But we want the names, the list of people that you and people that have worked with you, Daryl, have produced down the last 5 or 6 years. That's discussing Zionism. Mentioning the word does not cover it, Alex. And that's why we're going to break your balls until we either get rid of you, which is probably best, and get you off air and wake some of the... I mean, Darren, he's huge support. I mean, I see these guys, they're crazy. These people are insane. They love him like this idol, like, you know, he's the best thing. And he scares the pants off them into buying his DVDs and his money bombs and all of this crap and his 15 employees and Burmese, give me, who's that? Who did Batman? Give me that name. And he has his little stooges working for him. That all that Obama team looked all very staged to me, Daryl, especially the one, the next part where he went over annoying the working police officers. I don't know who he thinks he is. I think he's lost it.
Well, you know, maybe toward the end of this this next stage, he may be asked to step out and let the rest of us get arrested while he says that he needs a break in some kind of sanitarium because he's lost his marbles, and then he'll claim insanity and they'll just let him back out as a free man again with all his stolen money. Who knows how they're going to get out of this? But the fact is, the guy is riddled with Jews in his organization. He's got this Dyke Dykes. He's got this guy Burmese. He's got, I think, Kurt Nimmo is Jewish as well. He's got his wife comes from Jewish roots. We've got Violet Kelly Jones and her mom and all that has been rooted back. He's got associations to the lawyers and legal team of Brofman.
Yep.
I mean, come on, and it gets even worse. Have you ever heard him say Ladine or Romer or Fife or Libby or any of these people being Jewish and being working with them, some of them being dual citizens? Has he talked about Dov Zolkind robbing the Pentagon and the money going back to Israel? Has he talked about the free access that was given to the Israeli military to come into the Pentagon? Has he ever had Karen Kitowski on to discuss how the Israeli Jews were involved in free access to the Pentagon before 9/11. I mean, the Office of Special Plans. Has he talked about that being Jewish? Has he talked about this guy Lerman, who was a co-signatory on the PMAC agreement, being a co-author of a book with Ron Paul? Has he ever talked about all of these connections to this present Obama administration and the fact that Rahm Emanuel is a dual citizen Jew who served in the Israeli military? But then you get into Axelrod. You can get into his the head of his SEC, the head of his Federal Reserve, his budget office, the relationship he's got with this guy Volcker, a two-time Fed chairman, Zionist Jew, and we can go on and on. Brzezinski, another Zionist Jew, going down the list and see he doesn't talk about any of these people, any of them.
Yeah, he mentioned Kissinger, but it always, you know, we'll leave out that he's a Zionist Jew, always. But Darryl,
did he say that Henry Kissinger, 3 days in advance of the Mumbai fraudulent bombing, was in the hotel that got attacked by these supposed Pakistani terrorists, which they weren't, they were Mossad, and the fact that the whole attack was staged out of a Shabbat Lubavitch center across the street from the hotel? Hello.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there's one thing. I mean, Jones. He seems to be equating, and this is very important, Daryl. Is he's trying to equate us, our movement, anti-Zionist, as anti-Semitic? And this guy is a criminal for trying. Now, people that you know are awake to 9/11 know it was an inside job and whatever. You're on one level, but when you understand what the Zionist beast is, to let somebody with such a big bullhorn say that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitic, this guy needs to be removed. I'm sorry, Daryl, the guy needs to...
He does.
There's no...
I agree, Nolan. Here's the interesting thing about the statement you just made, and that coming from him doesn't surprise me at all. Here's what I'd like you to know, that the Semites that we've been fighting for, and we have been fighting for Semites since the beginning here, are the Palestinians.
Absolutely.
And that, in fact, the Ashkenazi are Khazarians, and they have not got Semitic heritage. And so the entire epithet of calling me anti-Semitic falls sore really short because I'm a pro-Semitic person for the Palestinians, which, by the way, you can be Semitic and be a Christian. You can be a Semitic and be a Muslim. Yeah. It's, what it is a Semitic language root. That's the root of this. They co-opted a term that has nothing to do with their heritage, that their heritage is Khazarian. But the fact of the matter is, this guy is absolutely working for them, has been for a very long time. And in fact, when you talked about Bill Cooper, there are many people who believe that Bill Cooper was killed so that Alex Jones could take a leadership position in the movement that he claims to have founded, but he has not. Now, interesting again, here's a parallel here. Alex Jones started his work right around the same time as Michael Vero. Now, Michael Vero has admitted to his listeners that he is from the Murano Jewish heritage. Now, he also came out and always talked a lot about NASA. And, of course, he worked for NASA for decades. And so the fact is this guy's got has absolutely no right to talk about NASA because he's not an objective party to begin with. But I think he talks about NASA issues because he is sent there to protect NASA from investigation, as people are sent into the blogosphere to protect the Holocaust subject or protect the Anne Frank fraud that she had a ballpoint pen being used in the writing of her diary. There are people that are earmarked and specialized in certain protections within this science racket that's going on. The fact of the matter is, and then the support that Rivero has been giving Jones and the publishing of his work, the cover he gives him, the flow of information he gives him, and you know, how long did it take a GCN to kick me off their network when I started talking about the Lubavitch and the rest of it? And the simple truth of the matter is that this guy, have you ever heard the Lubavitch mentioned on Mike Rivero's program? Have you ever heard any of the movers and shakers within this crime gang being outed by him? Never. He talks in generalizations. He doesn't name names. He doesn't try to garner support for a grassroots movement against Zionism. What he is out there for is to be a spinner and a protector.
Rivero, you know, it's not long. I mean, you mentioned him to me a few months ago. I know apparently his site's been around for 16 years. I've only started to watch his site in recent months, and there, I mean, for some novice coming onto his website to learn something about Zionism, especially about the crimes of Israel. So I won't put it all down. However, I don't agree on his moon landing stance, and which is a minor issue to me. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
Yeah, that is a minor issue, but it just goes to credibility. The other thing is that Pentagon thing is absolutely insupportable, unsupportable in any way. And yet he comes out and says anybody who believes that the Pentagon was not hit by a passenger jet is a shill. But worse, it gets worse. How about him in advance of Obama being elected was talking positively about the election of Obama, as though there is no collusion between the right and the left, between the Democrat and Republican. The guy is an absolute nonsense spreader. He's a supporter of Ron Paul, which tells you another thing you need to know. The Mises Institute has been promoted on his webpage, and he's talked about it. Again, we go on and on with Zionist-controlled organizations that are being mouthpieced by the guy. He's not a pure play. He never has been. And he gives you superfluous information on many of these issues, and they don't go to the meat of the issue, nor do they name the names that need to be outed so that we know who to go arrest when we begin to take further control of this world. And that is a real possibility if our numbers continue to grow in the way they are. However, Noel, I will add this caveat. If Alex Jones and the like are allowed to stay at the head of the parade, we will never have change. We will be enslaved for sure.
Well, you know, what I say about Rivero is, what I said there a moment ago is, he's supporting Jones. Now, I mean, I enjoy Daryl. I have to admit, there's some good stuff on his website. There's often stuff that you'll have before him, or he gets from you, or you get from him. There's stuff that I've seen on both your sites. But I take you what I said. Jones is trying to make the anti-Zionist movement out to be anti-Semitic. Now, he's also dealing with the ADL, and we don't know what shenanigans Jones is up to. And I would say, you know, Rivero, you know, there is an anti-Jew movement out there, Daryl, but that's not our movement. We're the anti-Zionists. It's a completely different issue.
That's right.
And I'm not going to go into who's running that. You can do a quick search and people know who I'm talking about. And this is giving credibility to Jones. Now, what Jones is saying, that, you know, my couple of years of research, last three or four on Zionism and a few years before that, 9/11 and different stuff, means I hate the Jews. Now, that's what Jones is putting out there. Now, that's not, this anti-Semitic, you covered this one. Now, I'm a very, very strong supporter of the Palestinian people, their rights for the Palestinian people. So to call me an anti-Semitic is, you know, back in my face. And, it's, you know, it's only words. They're Jewish controlled media world, always an anti-Semite and anti-Semitic and whatever, but this, when you give credibility to Jones, this is what you're saying, because Jones will mention words and he'd spin it around and he'd give his ha 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 and he'd do his theatrical shows and he's wearing makeup and you know, now it's evident that he didn't break into Bohemian Grove, he just walked in the bloody main gate. Yes, he sold, I don't know how many, a couple of 100,000 videos inside Bohemian Grove, plus he didn't understand what was going on there, and you know, it goes on and on and on. The guy is a liar. So this guy is a liar, and he's calling us anti-Semitic, and that sort of talk can get a lot of people rounded up, Darrell.
When did he put that out? Because I didn't hear that. Nobody sent me the clip of that. When did he do it?
The which?
Call us all anti-Semites.
Oh, but that's what, oh, we're Jew haters and anti-Semites. Now, this, Daryl, isn't one thing. This is, I mean, I've been listening to some clips and downloaded a few of his shows from Consent. In recent times, just to see what's going on, and some of the guys there are, you know, when they leave comments, are complete AJ nutballs, having a clue. And then there's a few of our buddies like Scotty that we posting will actually talk about what was said in the show. So Jones is putting out that the anti-Zionist movement is anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, and you know, follow him. I mean, Hofschmidt must love him.
Then of course it never fails to get another attack from people. You know, you weren't going to bring this guy up, but I got to, because he's getting airplay on Rents. Now, what in the hell is Rents putting up an absolute affirmed and declared racist like Kurt Maynard, who uses the word excuse me to the black listening audience, nigger, as often as he uses the word and the guy is just one epithet after another. And interesting that this coming from a guy who actually put photographs of his ex-wife and her, and she had a very horrible a medical condition.
Sexy.
That was the most embarrassing kind of medical condition that you could possibly imagine. Use your imagination. And he put photographs of this medical condition of his ex-wife on the internet. Now, here's the rub. The guy's got two children with this woman. And there he is playing this racist card all over the place, that he hates all these races, but she happens to be Hispanic. The guy sounds to me like he's another one of these Hal Turners. He sounds like a Hal Turner, but who's putting him up right now? He gets airplay on Rents's program. He had some stuff put up on Rivero twice. I mean, my goodness, guys, you know, what the government shows are starting to show themselves here. This guy marries a Latino girl, she takes photographs of her private parts that are diseased, and that she's the mother of his children. This guy's a mental case, and they're putting him on their website.
Well, I think that's, Darren, when I first started looking at him, when we were sent that link to his private blog there, protected storage .blogspot or something, and that's quite disturbing. However, going through divorce, I don't know what the story is there. I don't know. I don't buy into all that.
It's horrendous to do that to another human being, and this is the mother of his children, and she happens to be Hispanic, and the guy is saying that all races except white are scum, and using the N-word liberally, and then saying Jew this and Jew that, which is absolutely an anathema to the work I'm doing, And he has the nerve to write a recent article calling me some kind of, what does he call me, a tit or something? I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, actually, Darryl, let's I don't want to waste too much time on this guy. I don't know him. Let's move on on to the topic of racism. We have an open racist policy in Israel at the moment, and there was a case in point there the other day where Ethiopian black Jews in Jerusalem are being refused on buses. They're being refused into schools. We have the uprooting of Palestinian families in Jerusalem being kicked out on legal technicalities, and because, you know, it's part of the Talmud. Jews can cheat and not a non-Jew, and that's fair, and then they win, and that's how they win their legal thing. Open racism, ethnic cleansing going on. I'm not just talking about in Gaza. It's all over the occupied territories, wherever they are. They have a fatah, which is up until the current changes, I mean, is an open wing of Israel, pro-Israel supporters, which is divide and conquer, split the Palestinians up into two democratically elected. Which was observed by international observers at very, very fair elections, where the people voted in Hamas, which was funded originally by the Israelis. You know, America, free money from America, actually started Hamas out. It's one big circus over there, Darryl, and we have a lot of innocent Semite Palestinian people suffering.
Wow. East Jerusalem has been targeted now for the better part of a decade. But they're really in the absolute whirlwind of events that are happening to everyone else. They're using the fact that so many bad events are happening in the press everywhere as cover to go into East Jerusalem and kick out the native Arab population that have been in that city continuously, in that, especially that area of the city, for thousands of years. And they're just stealing the land. They're using any kind of technicality, as you mentioned, to kick them off. Whether it be they put up a chicken coop or a rabbit coop to have some food or whatever, and they say, "Oh, you built illegally, so that makes you ineligible to stay here." And then they come in with a bulldozer and knock the house down. It's just astonishing that the world is turning a blind eye to this. Even the alternative press doesn't spend enough time on this, Noel. And I, you know, there are so many issues. It is a difficult time to be reporting a crime because there's just so much crime. I mean, you don't even really know where to turn to get a break from it. It's unbelievable. It's kleptocracy and criminality everywhere.
Absolutely. Oh, what about the goal of these people, these Jews, these Israelis, this Israel lobby group? They're currently after the ex-president of Ireland, Mary Robinson, because she was chaired the 2001 Durban Conference on Racism, where Zionism was officially described as racism, and that's why they made a mockery of in this year in Geneva in the second meeting. But Mary Robinson I'm not a great fan of hers, but she was she's a fairly well liked ex-Irish head and a UN head in the UN, and the Jews are after this pro-Israel, pro-Jewish lobby, AIPAC and the ADL are after, because she's supposed to pick up some big award at the White House this week, and the Jews are mad as hell because she actually helped get this declaration that Zionism was racism back in 2001. I mean, these people, they're Darryl, I mean, we're down to cases now in Hungary. Now, we heard that in Hungary, the Prime Minister has recently said, he said, "I know a lot of people here in my country seem to worry at all about Israel and about the Jews." And the guy said, "I'll give it to you simple. Move." And I think that's which basically we need to, worldwide, whatever country, whether it's France, Spain, Ireland, Hungary, America, Canada, that all of these dual loyalty that worry more about some little crappy place in the Middle East and about some terrorist groups that are not interested in national issues that concern the people of the country need to think about emigration or being forced to emigrate. I mean, if they're worried so much about Israel, go there.
Exactly. And you know, it may come down to that in the United States, because things are hotting up to the point where But I believe, within the next few months, we're certainly going to see a ramping up of violence in the streets. I even worry about them using a false flag attack to get that to happen. But I certainly believe that in major centers, in major population areas, the Jewish community could come under physical threat. And that has been a worry of mine because a lot of Jews are not involved in this. As I told you before, you know, there are not all Jews are millionaires. I mean, I know some that aren't. I mean, I come from a small town in New England, and I don't know any of the Jews in my hometown. They come from small middle class houses. They aren't driving Ferraris and stuff. They're going to work every day, so it doesn't seem like they're very wealthy. I'm not going to vouch for what they do when they close the door at night and the kind of things that they say, but I certainly know from outward appearances they're not involved in trying to be supremacist, although, I could be wrong on that fact. But I know that they're not ostentatious and they're not flamboyant. And so my point is this. There's going to be a lot of innocent people who are going to get caught up in a pogrom if it does come to that. And here's the other side of it, too. You know, one of the problems that we're facing here is a whole group, a whole raft of Christian groups that adhere to Zionism as well. And they're not just found in the United States. They're Christian Zionists in all Western countries and of some note. And you can see that when you see even the Catholic Church selling out to the Jewish lobby by excusing the crimes of the Jews against Christians, the blood libel, for example, or for so many crimes. And now this mind-controlled moron pope that is running around is selling out the Catholics left, right, and center. And what I found out the other day, I put it on the website here, Noel, I found a guy who, River Phoenix was associated with this group called The Family. And it's interesting because And the family was run by this guy named Berg. His name is, what's his name here? Phil Berg. No, not Phil. Where are you? Boy, I'm looking here. I have it. I wrote it on the front. Here it is. And this guy Berg, what he did was he started this group. I put the video up. It's called Children of God, Lost and Found. David Berg, cult leader, and he is Jewish. And they keep referring to him in the press as a Christian fundamentalist minister. The guy's not a Christian fundamentalist minister. He's a criminal Jew running an organization that is absolutely nuts. And he's making Christianity look bad. The same thing Madonna does. They picked Madonna for fame because she had a name close to a religious icon within the Christian community, and they perverted her until she walked around like a filthy slut. And then she did all these imagery where they black men on crosses and you know all kinds of sick imagery, upside down crosses she did in some of her videos, Kabbalah, grabbing herself, kissing other women on stages, and I mean all kinds of filthy pig stuff this woman did. And of course now she's doing concerts in Israel and she's promoting Kabbalah, and there's no surprises here. I mean, what we've got here is a shills all throughout our communities being used to lead us down the road to perdition. And I'm watching it happen, and it's rather clear to me what is not as easy to do is to try to give my clarity of a vision to other people. Now, I know the listeners to TIU and the French Connection, by and large, see this stuff. We're hoping that we can transfer this kind of sight to a larger audience, and that's a big challenge for all of us, Noel. Big challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Dan, I came across, as I've been on holidays for last week or so, I haven't been doing much reading. My shoulder injury and wrist injury there, trying to get that sorted out. But I came across a blog, and it was very highly critical of the Jews, I read the article. It wasn't the best of English I've ever read. kind of wild accusations, but I traced it back, and it goes back to a blog called Songun, songun-blog.blogspot.com. And from what I've been able to read, this is the official North Korean blog. I came across it by complete, and I was reading one Saturday, 18 July, leader Kim Jong the Second and cancer, scientific impossibility, and they're going on about the imperialists and the CIA crooks and liars and their henchmen, and they go and talks about the Jews, that, you know, this is maybe what we're not hearing more out of North Korea, is that they're well aware of, that they're not dealing with the Americans, that they're actually dealing with Zionism.
Possibly, but you know, it always seemed to me that they were used as a controlled opposition over there, because the Chinese have had control of them for a long time. But I did mention in the last show, Noel, that the French Connection's blocking in China was lifted some months ago. I got an email from a Chinese listener and said that for the first time he did not have to go through an anonymous server to get to the French Connection, that it would just come up on his desktop. Yeah. Which is really amazing, because you know, that was blocked for years, and so that was an actual opportunity for the French Connection to actually you know, go into a new market here. And of course, more and more Chinese are able to understand English. So I hope that there's going to be some growth. We have seen some growth in Chinese numbers, but the fact is, China has held sway over North Korea since the beginning. And I'm wondering, you know, if there isn't a slight awakening within China that these, you know, these the BIS, the Bank of International Settlement, run by Rothschild and his cronies, and the Lazard Frere Group and Rothschild Bank are all set up shop in China right now. I'm wondering if they're starting to catch on to that the fact that they're probably going to be one of the new host countries for these criminals when they've finished their dirty business with America.
Well, let me just read a clip out of this from this blog, and it's titled Free Socialist Healthcare Model of the DPRK, which is North Korea, dated 7 July 09. In America, and America is spelled KKK, in America, KKK, the disgusting country of fat pigs, only the super-rich multi-billionaires such as the Jew Soros and the Jew McCain can receive help, because in their profit-driven capitalistic society, law is made in such a way that only the super-rich multi-billionaires such as Jew Bush or Jew Palin, anyway, it goes on, and it goes on and talks about the exploitation of the poor ethnic minority, black, Negro, African children, and then the last part, the second paragraph, the warmongering by the White House at the behest of international Jewry. Now, I'm not saying that is the official blog of North Korea. It's very close to it. If you follow it back, it's been open for a few years. I thought that was interesting. I'd never heard anything from maybe Chinese control. But, Daryl, North Korea, I met a few North Koreans when I was in Thailand a few years ago, and every one of them, they're all majors, or super majors, or general major, whatever they all have, even the soldiers, everyone's called a general or something, and they're quite a strange and from Zionist media, Talmud vision, we have absolutely no idea. All we see is marching and whatever. But there must be some people in China or in North Korea, this ruling elite, and it can't just be Kim Jong Il and his next Swiss educated son that's going to take over if he does die or whatever. That this whole Asian, Daryl, maybe you can explain it to the listeners better. Explain Zionism as far as in an Asian context. How do we, I mean, in the Middle East we can see it, in North America we can see Zionism all over, in Europe we see it, it's all over. How about Asia? What's your thoughts and ideas on Zionism in Asia?
Well, the setting up of Zionism in Asia has been well underway for centuries, in fact, but it's always been a relationship of convenience for native Chinese. Now, there is an indigenous Chinese Jewish community, people who've been living in China as Jews for a very long time. In fact, in the cities of Macau and Hong Kong, and even in Taiwan, you'll find several hundred Jews in each one of these communities, and that's all it takes for them to set up their money laundering or their drug dealing or their triad business arrangements or their gambling fronts or their porno stuff or their double dealing in stuff like manufacturing of clothing, which is the way that many of these Zionists got into China in the first place, by doing deals for manufacture of clothing and sneakers and the like. But they've been business partners with Chinese businessmen. And, you know, you will not be biting the hand that feeds you. And if the people doing the business deals with you happen to be Jews, you're going to be protective of that relationship. Now, that's how they got into the United States. Now, from those early beginnings in the United States of doing commercial business with non-Jews, they turned that into trying to start taking over and usurping the control of those non-Jewish businessmen. That's what they did in America. And they will ultimately try to do that in China as well, and they will do it in India as well. But the fact of the matter is that they do have an indigenous population. We can go back and take a look at their forays under the East India Company when they were transporting alcohol and silver and drugs, of course, opium, back and forth. And these deals were being made with the Delano family, which is Franklin Delano Roosevelt's family, Rosenfeld, who's a Sephardi, or Sassoon, who was considered the Rothschild of the East, or Oppenheimer, who was always involved in financing spice acquisition in Indonesia, and he always did business with the Chinese minorities in these areas of Thailand. You know, he would always do business with the Chinese minority. So, fact is, they've always been there, and they're trying to ramp up their relationship, and you can see that by the growth in banking business that has gone on between the Chinese State Bank and the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlement out of Switzerland. Now, we know that the principals behind that BIS is the Rothschild fortune, as well as Oppenheimer and Brothman and others. And Warburg, a fortune, and some of the larger trusts in the world, like Ford and the rest. But what we need to understand, too, is that we have been getting deals from China, and China's been getting technology in exchange. And the Jews have been selling it to them. And one of the main ways the Jews got in also was that Israel was taking state secrets from the United States, military secrets, and then peddling them on into China for favor. And that would get them special rights to build factories or special deals to have slave labor produce sneakers for their companies or stitching sweatshop or clothing for the Western markets. So the relationship has been a long one, and it's actually has deepened in the last 20 years. And as that has grown, production in China has grown with it because of the capital infusions. But America and Europe have been dying on the vine, their production being taken out of Europe and America and shipped out to the Orient at the hands of the Zionist Jews under the guise of globalism. Excellent. I hope that kind of gives it an overview.
Very good overview, Darren. Let's tie that into one of your favorite subjects is finance. I was reading an article the other day by a well-researched researcher that I don't like, Webster Tarpley, the guy.
Jesus!
He could not. He does write some good stuff. The guy would die if he said Zionism or mentioned someone Jewish. I've listened to some of his radio shows. It's the global elites. It's the German debt cults, and he wrote a pretty good article about upcoming hyperinflation. So it's not about Tarpley as such, but hyperinflation. Now we have. Under Bush Obama, the U.S. has invented 29, depending on the number you're looking at, 27 or 29.3 or 4 trillion dollars out of nowhere, which is twice the size of the American economy or 2 years of the American economy.
Well, right now I can lead back to 13 trillion to date here, which is the entire net production, M3. The productivity included on all areas and phases of the American economy, every transaction for a year. So that's everything. So that is a huge amount of money. That's 100% growth in everything. And that's just the beginning, because that's all we can see on the surface. We know
that is not even Medicare and retirements and this, all these other.
That's right. Those are other set asides, supposed set asides that never were set aside, because the raiders, these criminals, raided those trust funds. And Yeah, the that's why they have to do a mass culling of the American population, because they can, they will never meet the responsibilities they've got.
It's impossible. I mean, that from the beginning of fractional reserve banking, it's never been possible. But trying to stick on this. Now, we have dates like, you know, people love dates. 9/9/09 is coming up, you know, 9th of September 09, and people are saying false flag. Yeah. Now, yeah. You have well-researched Salente, another, I'm not a great fan of his, another supporter of AJ, and a couple of others saying that when these people are down and out, this is a very, very dangerous time that they will start false flag wars anywhere, or it could be even globally, to clear out the debt system.
Well, now, that is a real possibility that there's a false flag attack, and how many people are going to buy it this time? I definitely know that that there are tens and tens of millions of more people around the world that will immediately say that these claims are bollocks and that there's no no truth to them, and within hours, they will be getting outed left, right, and center. Now, what does that mean for America? If they have a martial law situation coming, can they shut down all the internet servers so that people can't communicate? Will they put troops on the streets? What will they do? Will it come in conjunction with a bank holiday, which causes mayhem? Will they issue troop orders to start shooting crowds, or will they release a biopathogen into one of these crowded revolts? You know, you get a revolt, let's say, in Philadelphia after something happens, all these people in Philadelphia take to the streets and say, we're not taking it anymore. How hard would it be for them to drop a ricin or a sarin or some kind of sickness on these people and then turn around and say, well, the reason these people died was this new H1N1 swine flu / Zio lab flu, swine lab flu. Now, the fact is that they could do a bunch of things, and if they cut out our servers, which is possible, the infrastructure in America's internet, access to the internet can be severed from the rest of the world in America. There's no doubt about it.
Very, very true, Darren, but there is also, this is, I was reading this morning on the Irish Times that France and Germany now are officially out of recession. They grew 0.03%. Now, I've been in France for the last week, and Darrell, I can assure you, besides you living in France in different parts, that France is not out of any recession yet. Not when you talk to the locals. I mean, they're all worried.
It is deepening by the day. And the layoffs have increased, not decreased. And this is really the first blush of what is to be described later in history as the just the lead up to this crash. We've actually got a little bit of a dead cat bounce going on from all of the crap they printed, all the money they printed. And you know, the scheme here in France with the buying back the clunkers like they did in America, buying your junk car and giving you deals, and then on top of that, you know, these car manufacturers are practically giving these cars away. I mean, you can buy a brand new Ford Escort here in France for like $7,000 after your rebates. I mean, 7,000 euros for a brand new Escort after the rebates and the government incentive and all the other. I mean, come on. A few years ago, that was 12,000.
Well, it's true. Darrell, I'm reading other, the watchdogs are saying, no, the banks are going to need a lot more money in the U.S. You know, the $700 billion, it might be only a drop in the ocean. UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, are reportedly, after getting $6 billion, need another $10 billion. But if you're looking at the talking heads, these guys that go on the financial channels, on FTV, as it's called, the financial television, they'll all tell you, oh no, all the banks are doing great, everything is looking rosy, green sprouts everywhere, everything is green, the worst is over. But hold on, we started this with a credit bubble and too much credit, we invented more money, and now everything is going to be rosy. And I mentioned the case of the US that officially owes already twice the twice a year's production plus more, plus the Medicare and the rest, which will never be paid for. And yet we have this Talmud vision is slapping out, consume. It really is like we live, they live.
Well, it would be like taking a guy who drank a quart of Everclear pure alcohol and went into alcohol shock, And just as the person opens his left eye, you administer another half a quart of Everclear into the guy's system. And, I mean, you know, it looks like everybody's having a party. Everybody goes, look, we're having a lot of fun here. Everybody's having a party. Fact of the matter is that the patient is dying. And I don't care what these people say. It's a nonsense. And anybody who looks at the numbers has to be absolutely shocked. Frightened to death. You can't even believe the amount of infusions going on worldwide. And what's happened here, the dollar has just broken some very powerful support levels. And that means that we're on the precipice here of a dollar devaluation. And what that means to me is that you're going to see within 4 to 6 weeks, in my view, a week or two of a bank holiday where nobody in America can get any money out of the bank. And when they come back to get their money out of the bank, it's going to be worth maybe, I don't know, between 30% and 60% less than the day before. I mean, the last banking day. You're going to be shocked what happens in this autumn. It is you're going to have a crap storm from every quarter. You're not even going to believe it. And you know, if you haven't heeded the warnings of the French Connection and the TIU Radio, you are going to suffer in ways you can't even put into your head. It's going to get bad. I'm talking about, Noel, within a couple of years' time, there's going to be child prostitution in every city in America. There's going to be starvation. There's going to be hobos. There's going to be homelessness. There's going to be troops on the streets. There's going to be firefights going on between citizens and government. There's going to be foreign troops. There's going to be a mess. It's just going to be a friggin' mess. And there's no way around it at this point because nobody in the public has taken seriously these problems, and they've allowed it to get this desperate. If they've been listening to us, the French Connection listeners, if they've been smart, they've taken some precautions. And again, no, when we told people to get silver and gold, it wasn't for them to make money. How many people have written me a scathing email saying, you told me to buy silver, and it went down, and it had nothing to do with the value of the day. It had everything to do with keeping hold of some value for you in the event of a meltdown that is on its way now. Now, those people who have listened and bought a bar of silver or silver coins or whatever, when it comes time to go to the marketplace, they're going to see that their spending power has remained constant, where people who are using money, dollars, Federal Reserve notes, I'm going to lose 50, 60, 70% of the value. It could go as high as 90%.
Yeah, well, you know, Darrell, in Ireland, price deflation of 5.9% this year. The Irish, you know, and people say, oh, you know, it's cheaper. It's because the government has removed billions of dollars, billions of euro from spending. We don't have the money. Talking to some of my Irish contacts and talking to some of my English contacts, a good buddy of mine from Switzerland, an English guy, he said he reckons there'll be riots on the streets in places like Birmingham and London. And Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
That this is inevitable, and we have the Americans saying, these tent cities up all over the place, we're going to soon have soup kitchens and whatever, yet the talking heads are still saying, oh no, everything is good, you know, we're selling more cars, car sales up. But I mean, as true as what you said with this car incentive, the clunkers, you know, people will go out in the first 8 weeks maybe and buy all the cars, and then they won't buy a car for 4 years or, you know, whatever the median car ownership is. You know, so this is we'll do a little bit of a reminder, a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, stock up on some dry food, canned foods, stuff that don't need a lot of water. For example, rice is good to have rice, but if you have too much rice and you don't have enough water, the rice is no good to you. You know, do a little bit of research into what really is required in the event of survival. Even for as Darrell said, if there's a long bank holiday and, you know, it's a national emergency and, you know, there's a terrorist attack or there's a swine flu, I mean, the Zionists have tons of different things they can hit us with. But in the space of how many families, for example, if you have Darrell, say, a family, husband and wife, you know, I don't consider two gays as a family, but say a husband and wife and three kids, How long could they physically survive without food? Now, some sort of natural disaster, a flood or anything.
2 to 3 weeks, but without water, 2 to 3 days.
There you go. So you need, you know...
The most important thing, you're going to take a page out of my brother Scott Smith's book, and the most important precious metal in these times may be lead. So keep that in mind. And if you're in a country that permits you to have a firearm, you may want to have one if you permit it to have one in the country you're in. And some people actually are calling for it, even if you're not allowed to have one, because, things going to get desperate. And I would rather be facing a court hearing on using a firearm illegally than being dead already.
Yeah, well, darling.
You know, if you've got food and somebody else doesn't, you know, they're going to come for you. They're going to come and get your food.
Well, I mean, darling, if people are interested in the idea of survival, that, you know, we're not, this isn't scaremongering. That's, we leave that to other people. I would call this, you know, listen to a show that Daryl did with Sal Bucci, an Argentinian guy, and I covered one of my shows going back a little bit, the Argentinian problem of 2000, 2001, when the currency absolutely collapsed, and overnight, people had to survive, and Daryl, it lasted for a good year until their good friends over at the IMF, the Zionists at the IMF, kind of came in with you know, very tough conditions, and it took.
But you know what he told us? You remember the show? He said, even though they came in to stabilize everybody, they stabilized everybody into poverty, opposed to a crisis where people were starving. He said that they've never recovered their standard of living since that day. So everybody is still struggling, right on the cusp of starvation down there.
Well, no, it's reading it right out of the Communist Manifesto, Daryl, when they're talking about people being equal. It's never be equal going up, it's people going down, their poorer standard of living, and we have many, many examples over the century where that is happening. I mean, Argentina is not that long ago, it's a very, you know, a big country, I'm not so sure the population, but 60 million. That was plunged into chaos for a year, but I mean overnight. And this was, Daryl, manipulation of the money markets, and probably nothing got to do with the Argentinian government wouldn't have had enough to back up their own currency. And this was speculation done outside of Argentina on the behest of, of Zionism and interests of the IMF and World Banks.
Well, you know, it's the same situation as always. Cheap money comes floating in the 70s. The politicians build these grandiose projects so they can skim money from them. They take loans, international loans. The international bankers come in and give everybody, easy money. And then they contract the money supply, and everybody goes into a tailspin. And these same banks come in and buy up all the assets at pennies on the peso. And they did it to the Argentinians. And so now most of the mineral wealth and all of the mineral wealth and all of the infrastructure and all of these major buildings and these historic buildings in central Rio and the rest of it are all owned. And operated by the Zionist Jews, and he said clearly
he named the names,
yeah.
And they're all Zionist Jews, every single one of them. That's absolutely true. Daryl, I'll just add a little caveat in there. I think we need to, we the people, we need to think about politicians, and not something that's been, I haven't read recently, the idea of professional politicians whereby that is their job, to have they're not in there for 4 years, and what we see, you know, all over, whether it be in Ireland or in America, politicians are in there for 4 years. Every time they come up for re-election, they need all the donations, what they get from, and then, you know, the Zionist committees know exactly what to do, get their own people in there, that we need to really reform politicians as into a more, that some guy that made some decision 20 years ago, that he can be held accountable for something that he made, rather than these short-term usurpers and Zionist puppets.
Well, one of the things is that we need a rethink of the entire election process, because the way money is used as a guarantee for people to get into these offices. I mean, you can be bought and paid for by so many forces within America and Europe right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, when Sarkozy, for example, all of his buddies, Bolare and Bouygues and Lagardère, all Zionist Jews, all working directly with Rothschild, got his money from Rothschild, stays in Rothschild mansions, borrows Bolare's boat, who's a left-hand man lieutenant for the Rothschild fortune. The guy's just got stinking money everywhere. Then you take a look at Mendelssohn, another guy, got Corfu hanging out with Rothschild's money, buying up the population's rights and responsibilities. It's unbelievable that the almost the same kind of conspiracy is taking place in Britain as it is in France, when France claims to be, you know, a fraternity and equality and all this other stuff, and Britain has the monarch. Doesn't matter. The Zionists control both places equally.
Well, you know, Corfu in Greece has long been a Daryl. I think this is the background of our little midget president in France, Sarkozy. They all come back from yep. Salonika, Greece, so it's been a hotbed of movement of Zionist Jews a century ago. Daryl, I think we've gone past a little bit past the hour. I think we call this a show. I need to go do some weeding and continue on with my holiday. It was good to talk to you. Good to give a little bit of an update to the.
Well, if you would get me a copy of this for the French Connection, I'd like to put it up on the front page and welcome everybody to send me an email on the work we do together. Noel, you know, I got to tell you something. It's coming down to the point now where it's going to get dicey, and we need people's assistance to get the word out. This is all about growing this message, and the fact is, we talked about Jones, we talked about Rivero. We need to get past those people in numbers, and we need to become the pure play choice for people wanting to fix the problem and not be cowered and lied to and manipulated by the likes of this foghorn leghorn over here, and get some real pure play work going on where we can get rid of these people from our lives.
Absolutely, we'll take all the help we can get. Daryl, listen, we'll organize some copies for the website. Daryl Bradford Smith, IamTheWitness.com, and I'm Ogner from TheInfoUnderground.com. See you very soon.